Now, Madeline, I'm afraid you're here under false pretences, because I've advertised it as people who grew up in Morden in the 1930s, and I'm afraid, like me, that you're a 1940s baby, aren't you?
Yes, I'm
sorry about that. But as I say, your family has been around for such a long time, we couldn't have any sort of event that didn't involve you, because, you know, you, although you don't remember it, your family, you know, do. And your mum and dad lived 2 doors away, I think, from Gladys's aunt.
Yes, yes.
I think it's number 20, according to electoral registers. And I've traced them from 1933 to 38, but not before. So unless they changed their name.
I think they lived at South Wimbledon somewhere for a while.
Right.
And then they, because my grandfather was Mr. Hatfield's bailiff, and of course Mr. Hatfield owns the cottages. Mm. So when one became vacant, my parents moved in, but I don't know exactly when.
No, you're good.
My older brother Peter was born in 1930. So, I mean, he's only a baby there in that picture. There he is with Dad. So they must have moved in about in 1931, I should think, look at that, mm-hmm. if not before. But I've forgotten how handsome my dad was. When he was younger, everybody said he looked like Gary Cooper. But then later on in life, he broke his nose and had a couple of cauliflower ears, and he ended up looking like Henry Cooper.
So your parents didn't stay at Garth Road?
Well, they moved, I think it was 1939, they moved to Lower Morden Lane. We used to play out in the road in what we used to call the field opposite, where the assembly rooms are now.
Oh, yeah.
And there was all humps, and there were three great, beautiful elm trees there. Two were called Darby and Joan by the locals, and one stood on its own. That one was there for years. It was the last elm tree, I think, left.
Is that the one that stayed on the roundabout in the Cardinal Hammond?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.